Welcome to Left Hand Backhand Podcast, episode 59, episode, Jeff, we have a secret, you're not in this episode. But who do we have?
Uh-oh. Jeff.
Wait, wake up, Jeff. We're the Wiggles. This is a secret episode because Jeff is too busy being a dad and too busy being a husband. He doesn't have time for silly old me anymore. So what do? I call up his good buddy Max. I say, Max, you want to record an episode in place of Jeff? And Max, what do you say?
I said, do you need me to be Jeff? Or do you want me to be myself?
That's true.
He said a little of both.
A little of both.
Because I miss him. But I like you.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate you joining on, because the lefties have been asking for more Max. Just like they asked for more cowbell, they've been asking for more Max.
Luckily, I'm wearing gold-plated diapers.
So, you want to check that for us?
Yep, it's on.
All right, attaboy. Well, this should be good. We've got a couple Jeff-centric segments here. And Max has got a draft for us. So, Jeff, I hope you enjoy this on your drive to Houston tomorrow, because I'm going to get this out and ready for you. And I will send this to Jeff in the morning with a link to this episode, and it will be his first left-hand backhand episode that he's ever actually listened to.
Finally.
So.
He's so lazy.
That's true. Shall we begin? Our question of the pod, Max, is what is your first memory of Jeff? Your first memory.
That is...
Because you grew up with Jeff in the same town, right?
Yeah, starting at about, I want to say like age... Like 10, 11, I think is when he moved to Washington.
Really?
Yeah, before that, we would see each other in California, usually.
What?
When we would get together with family and stuff.
Oh, so yeah, I didn't realize...
He was in Utah.
So you're a native Washingtonian? What are you guys?
Fairly native. I was born in California.
Are you a Washingtonite?
We're Washingites?
Yeah, what are people from Washington called?
It's a slur. I can't say it.
Okay. I'll bleep it out afterwards.
Okay.
Now I'm curious what people from different states are called. Yeah, they're called Washingtonians, but I don't like that.
I think people just call them mean.
Yeah. Or Asian.
Or liberals.
Or Microsoft's.
Liberal, hippie, Asians. It's the ultimate combo.
And Oregonians are liberal, hippie, whites.
Yes, and they think they're not. That's what's so special about
them. All right, we're going to throw some out at you because I just pulled up a list of... We'll get back to my question here in a second. People from Alaska are called Alaskan Native. That's lame.
Don't like that. Next.
Arkansas are Arkansoyers. That's cool.
Horrible.
That's fantastic. That's the best one.
Arkansoyers.
Arkansoyers.
Arkansoy boys.
Yeah, they're Tom Sawyers. They're Arkan Tom Sawyers. Coloradans are people in Colorado. Connecticuters. That's dumb.
Connecticut.
Nutmeggers.
That is a slur.
Yeah, that is a slur. Let's see. I like Floridians. I think that kind of sounds okay.
Floridians.
Yeah, it's like they're flirty Floridians.
It's like they have fluoride in their water.
They definitely do.
There's a Clearwater Revival down in Florida.
Is there? I thought that was on the Florida-Georgia line.
They're getting rid of the fluoride in the water.
Ah. Yeah. Didn't they try that in Parks and Rec too?
Did they?
Yeah. People from Indiana are just called Hoosiers.
I was worried you were going to say Indians.
No, those are people from India.
Oh.
Which I work with several of them.
There used to be more Indians, but I think they changed the baseball team name to something else.
Now there's Cleveland less Indians. Guardians?
That's the one.
Yeah. Kentuckians? I don't like that. Let's see. Maryland. You're a Marylander.
Anything with bad. Lander in it, I'll take.
Yeah. Minnesotans? Michiganders. I like Michiganders. That's fun.
Take a gander at those guys.
Yeah. The rest are kind of all, or so far, the ones I'm not saying are kind of just known. People in Nebraska refer to themselves as Cornhuskers, apparently, according to this source. People from Nevada are often referred to as sinners.
That works.
I think that's accurate.
I mean, that's probably the coolest of the bunch.
New Hampshire's are New Hampshireites.
They're sinners in Nevada. What are they in Utah?
They're saints. That's a lie. People from New Mexico are called New Mexicans.
That's just what they called their infants down in Mexico. These are New Mexicans.
That's what they call them. That's what they call the less poor people from Mexico. They call them New Mexicans.
That's so racist. New Mexicans here.
Oof, that's so funny. People from Ohio are Buckeyes. Oregonians. Oh, I don't like this. Pennsylvania, take a guess.
Gophers.
They're Penemites. Penemites or a Pennsylvanian, which that one's better. And a Pennsylvanian means Penn's Wood. So... Penn's Woods.
Who's Penn? Oh, wait.
Whoever named Pennsylvania. Like, Transylvania came from a transgender person before they were trans.
That tracks.
Penn's Wood. Don't like that. I don't like Pennamite, but I kind of do like it at the same time.
Sounds like something you'd put on a sandwich down in Australia.
That's Vegemite.
No, it can't be. No. It's got to be Pennamite.
Oh, no. Vegemites are what they call people that don't eat meat, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Utahns, that's dumb. People from Vermont are called Flatlanders. That's interesting. That doesn't make sense because Vermont has mountains.
Yeah, and Flatlanders.
Oh, sorry. People that move, people that are not native to Vermont but move to Vermont, they call them Flatlanders. I apologize.
Are those the same people that think Michelle Obama is a male?
I haven't ever been proven that she's female.
Me neither.
She looks like a cat. She looks like she could star in the Broadway Cats and not need makeup.
No makeup. Just like James Corden. That's how he looks.
No, he's just fat. Wisconsin's are cheeseheads. And, people from Wyoming are called Wyomingites. That's dumb.
That does not work. It doesn't okay. Roll off the tongue.
All right, well, if we didn't list your state, let us know where you're from and what you preferred to be called. But I, some of those were pretty good. The Connecticuter just sounds bad. But the derogatory name for them are nutmeggers. That's pretty good. All right, still, so back to the original question. What's your first memory of Jeff?
So it's like sometimes it's hard to differentiate the like home videos that I've watched.
Yeah.
Where like Jeff and I are like, you know, 3 years old. Like, I don't think I actually remember that. I'll say probably it was probably around the age of like 6 or 7. We were in California and I remember going out into the water and taking on like the behemoth waves, or so we thought they were behemoth, and trying to jump over them.
Yeah.
And I remember this was the first time I got really beat up by a wave. And I think Jeff was in that wave too. And we just got hammered and we're just rolling and got beaten to the sand, got out, never wanted to get in the ocean again.
I think they call that phrase pound sand.
Yes, belt to sand is what they call it. But I think that is probably one of my earliest memories.
Okay.
Just us getting hammered together at 7 years old.
Yeah.
Or so they say.
And you guys still are getting hammered now, right? Or no?
Yeah. Well, only on Tuesdays?
Only on Rocket League nights.
Yes, Rocket League does make me want to drink.
Dude, this time last year, I was in San Antonio with Jeff, and we watched the video of Jeff and who was it playing Rocket League?
Was it Jaden?
Jaden. And his wife's like, "You suck."
We were dying that night.
Dude, I made Jeff turn on that video like 4 different times. It was so funny.
That was the same night where Jaden told me to stop talking while he was playing. So we would play all 3 of us and we'd do 1v1s and whoever wasn't playing would commentate the match.
Yeah, you're just like a broadcaster, you're an announcer. Yeah,
exactly. And you know, we messed with each other. And Jaden was like, "Just give me like a moment of quiet. I can beat Jeff." And he was going to tie the game up. And I was quiet for a good like 10 seconds. And he dropped the ball off his car. And all I said was, "All right." And he got back in front of the ball. And he hits it. And it flies off. It's a free open net. Like, he's going to tie it up. And right after I say, "All right," he hits it to the side, whiffs completely, and goes, "You talked!" And Jeff and I lose our minds. We were crying, laughing all night. There's a clip of it.
And then he's losing like what, 5-1, and he's like, "Sorry, my family's super distracting," and his wife's in the background going, "You're blaming? You're losing on your family? You suck! You're losing 5-1."
Yeah, she goes, 5-1, and you blame your family.
Oh my gosh, that's so freaking funny. Oh, shoot. Okay, well, do you have a fact for us, or do you want to jump into your segment?
We could go fact.
Okay.
I've got all kinds of facts.
Fact or fiction?
Nonfiction. This one is.
Fantasy.
I guess I could give you a fiction fact.
Okay.
Fiction fact. The sky is blue because of the ocean. There we go. Fiction fact. Now, wow. Nonfiction fact.
Wow. Thank you for enlightening us.
Nonfiction fact. If you were to put one of every animal into a magic bag and reach into that bag and at random pull an animal out, you would have a 20% chance of pulling out a beetle.
How?
1/5 of all animal species are beetles.
How many?
That's a non-fiction fact.
That's crazy. How many animal species of beetles are there? Do you know that number off the top of your head? Oh my word. Over 400,000 described species of beetles. Over 400,000. That's insane. We good?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Sorry, my headphones just died or something.
All right, okay, technical difficulties. 400,000 different species of beetles. That's crazy. Yeah, well, there's your fun fact to share with your friends.
That's ridiculous, is what it is.
That is ridiculous. Wow. It's estimated that there might
have his keyboard and just had his finger on the beetle button like all night.
Yeah. How would you like to be that intern that has to document the tie the picture to each different species of beetle?
I've done it, so like, it wasn't fun. It took me 6 years.
Yeah. Probably the same time that it would take Jeff to walk from San Antonio to Houston.
Yeah, I think that would be about the
same time.
Probably for the same amount for of time Jeff, that it would take him to get back on the podcast.
Hopefully not. Maybe the time that it'll take Scott to rejoin the podcast because he keeps complaining that he's not invited back on the podcast enough.
Well, he's problematic. I think we know why we're not inviting
him. he's like, hey, I've got this really great section for the podcast whenever you guys want to have me on again. We're like, okay, Scott, whenever you want.
Okay, buddy. Just kidding, Scott.
We're like, all right, Boomer.
Oh, he loves that.
Yeah. Boomer Esiason, that is. All right. Max, you have a segment for us.
I do.
All right, let's go.
Okay. We are going to do a little bit of guessing. You're going to be doing a little bit of guessing.
A little guess, goose action.
Your best educated guess on which player. It can be, I have many sports here. Which player has the most of something? Okay. Or the least of something.
All right.
And I'll basically just give you two options. And we'll see what you think.
All right. Little this or that. Guess, goose.
That's right. Okay. We'll start pretty straightforward with field goal percentage.
Ooh.
Giannis or Tim Duncan?
Dang.
And Giannis is... could honestly change any second.
That's true.
I don't think it's going to change the amount between these two players in one night, so I think we're safe.
My gut reaction is Giannis, and then my further analysis is Tim Duncan, and then I'm like, well, is he thinking that I would think that I would go Tim Duncan, that I would overthink it and choose Tim Duncan instead of Giannis because Giannis is currently active and he just mostly dunks around the rim? Or is he knowing that I'm going to change the way that I would think that it might be Tim Duncan because he's a Spur, because that's one of Jeff's favorite players of all time? So what do you think that I'm going to think it is between these two players? I'm going to go with Giannis.
Giannis with a higher percentage?
Yep.
You would be correct.
Can't trick me.
Way to get there. Way to get there. It was a not journey. Convoluted at all.
It was a journey.
Yes, Giannis at 55.2% as we speak right now.
OK. Okay.
And Tim Duncan at 50.6%.
For a career as a big man, that's insane, actually. And for a big man that actually played power forward, not center.
You love to see it. Timmy, you're a rock star.
Yeah, thanks, Tim. And okay. Also, proud of you for growing out the dreads, man.
I don't have dreads.
No, Tim.
Oh, you're speaking of Tim.
Yeah, his dreads.
For all the viewers out there, you can see that I don't have dreads.
Yeah.
And listeners, I don't have dreads. And blind listeners, I don't have dreads. Okay.
But the real question is, who cuts your hair? You or your wife?
My boyfriend cuts my hair. He's Peruvian. He lives down the street from me, and I ran to his house yesterday, and he cut my hair.
I feel like you're making this up.
Nope.
But you're also not at all.
No. I've never made anything up.
Except for one of my favorite moments on this podcast ever. I've seen a lot of people jumping off cruise ships lately.
I didn't just say that. I saw a lot of it. There was something in the water, literally.
Oh, dude, that was so funny. I think Jeff and I laughed for a straight minute and a half. When we actually processed what you were saying, we're like, what? That's so random.
I'm not going to explain myself either.
And the best part was you weren't joking.
We're leaving it at that.
Oh, okay.
Okay, next.
Next.
Career blocks. Who has the most? Oscar Robertson or James Harden?
Ooh. I'm going to go with James Harden.
Correct.
Let's go.
And by quite a large margin, do you have any idea of where their block numbers are at?
No idea.
Okay, James Harden is at 656.
Okay.
Now that could still go up, of course. How much higher do you think he is than Oscar Robertson?
Double.
Double. Close. Oscar Robertson has 4 career blocks.
What? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
He didn't love doing that, apparently.
Yeah. No, he did not.
We're going to go to turnovers.
Sorry, I was just looking up career blocks to see where James Harden sits all time. With 600, you said?
656.
That puts him at 202, one behind Andrew Bynum. And Bynum. One ahead of James Johnson.
Bynum, I barely even know him.
Yeah. Shout out Andrew Bynum, who was referenced on The Office.
He dated his sister, right?
Andrew Bynum dated his sister?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know.
All right, we'll move on then.
Okay.
All-time turnovers. Who had the most turnovers, Kobe or Shaq?
We're going to go with Kobe.
Correct.
Let's go.
That one should be on the easier side. Kobe with 4,010, Shaq with 3,310.
Okay. That's actually more than I thought for Shaq.
And just so all our listeners know, I will never get 4,000 turnovers in my life. So,
I might eat 4,000 turnovers in my life, though.
You're about there,
bro. Like an apple turnover.
Mm. You're getting close. Someone said.
Yeah,
you're at the 3,500 mark.
No, I'm only at like 22, actually.
Okay. Are you counting all turnovers?
I don't know. Just what my stats say.
All right. We're going to go rings. Who has the most rings between these players? Steve Kerr or Shaquille O'Neal?
That would be Steve Kerr.
Correct.
Factoring in coaching.
I'm not factoring in coaching,
actually. Oh, okay. I was going to say Steve Kerr has like the most of anybody.
No, as a player.
Sorry, if you include coaching.
Clarified, but as a player, still correct.
All right, cool.
Steve Kerr actually does have 5 rings.
Shaq only has 4?
Shaq only has 4.
Lakers, Heat. Who's the 4th?
Heat is the 4th. It's Lakers, Heat.
Heat. Ah. Oh, that's right. 3-peat. Yeah. Or not 3-peat, but 3.
And Kerr had a 4-peat between two teams. 96, 97, 98 with the Bulls. Went over to the Spurs in 99 and won that year as well.
Dang.
And then again in 03.
Dang.
Pretty legit.
Shout out Steve Kerr. This is the second time being referenced on the pod.
Second time only, huh?
Yeah.
I thought you had a thing for Steve Kerr. I would imagine he would have been brought up more.
His wife, actually.
You kind of see him as a father figure.
His wife, I want to be my mother figure, if you know what I mean.
Hmm. I get what you're saying.
Margot Kerr, sorry.
Margot Thatcher.
Yeah, Margot Robbie.
She's my mother, if you know what I mean.
Margot Thatcher?
Margaret Robbie.
Okay.
All right, total earnings.
Okay.
Total earnings of two athletes, and then we'll do two other athletes as well.
Okay.
Michael Jordan and Tiger Woods.
Ooh. Are we factoring in endorsement deals?
Yep. Total earnings. Endorsement deals, commercials. Prizes.
A Jordan brand is insane.
Salary. All of it.
Dude, this is the hardest one of them all so far. I'm going to go with my GOAT, and that's Tiger Woods.
Good choice of a GOAT. Incorrect, though. Jordan and Tiger are the 1 and 2 spots in total earnings. Jordan with $3.75 billion. And it's technically not close, but they are next to each other on the leaderboard. And Tiger Woods with $2.66 billion.
Wow. Okay.
Which I was honestly surprised that Tiger's numbers. I really didn't realize how much money he was pulling in.
From a graphic that I'm seeing, he has made $92.8 million on the PGA Tour alone.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's crazy.
Looks like I need to get on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, shout out to my company that flies a bunch of PGA Tour players.
Gatorade.
Yeah, we fly a bunch of them, actually.
Yeah, Gatorade is actually our sponsor as well. Am I allowed to say that?
Only if you're sponsoring Gatorade to sponsor this podcast.
Actually, Kirkland is sponsoring this podcast.
That's more up our alley. We are Costco folk. I've been to the very first Costco in Kirkland, Washington.
Do they call it New Costco?
I don't know. But I did get a chicken bake from there.
I don't trust their chicken bakes.
I love the chicken bake. Especially if you bring...
How much room in there? There could be anything hiding.
If you bring cane sauce and pour that into your chicken bake...
That might be a thing if I were a psychopath. But I'm not bringing foreign sauces into establishments.
Well, I bring it into my car And then I, you know.
That makes a little more sense. I'll give you that. Yeah. Okay. Another total earnings. Cristiano Ronaldo or LeBron James?
That one's got to be Ronaldo, right? That's my answer.
You are right.
Let's go.
Ronaldo with 1.92 billion. LeBron with 1.7 billion.
Dang. Okay. Pretty close.
So close. But yes, Cristiano takes it. Okay. To the MLB.
Mm.
Stolen bases between two of the GOATs. A-Rod or Derek Jeter? Who has the most stolen bases?
To me, A-Rod was so much bigger. So therefore, the answer should be Jeter. But I'm going to go with A-Rod.
Hmm, interesting thinking. And the wrong thinking.
Dang it.
Derek Jeter does have more stolen bases. But it is very close.
Really?
A-Rod has 329. Derek Jeter has 358.
Hmm. How sad are you about them M's?
I try not to talk about it.
Moving on.
But you know what? It was a legit season.
It's best ever for you guys.
Yeah. I had a good September / October.
I've been to Safeco so many times. It's awesome. Love Safeco.
That is a phenomenal field. Not a bad seat in that house.
We used to get tickets in like the first baseline, like way up, and then by the third, fourth inning, we'd just scooch all the way down to the front and be in like the third row. It was awesome.
Let the record show that we have recorded you admitting to a crime.
Let the record show statute of limitations. That was back in 2003.
So you were a minor.
Minor. I hardly know her.
No, minor, not minor.
Oh, Charles Minor.
Charles Barkley is on this list later.
Oh, let's go. Good transition.
Okay. Most fumbles. Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson?
Dang. I'm going to go with Aaron Rodgers.
You might think, just because of longevity reasons, yeah. But Aaron Rodgers has 97. Russell Wilson has 108.
Wow. Okay.
And I think we have maybe one season or two for Rodgers to catch up there. We'll see.
Well, you never know how many Mr. Unlimited could lose in his backup minutes in New York.
Very true. I foresee him just heading over to the Raiders.
Dude, that's what people are speculating. Oh, that'd be so gross. Mr. Unlimited. Vegas with Pete Carroll? Gross.
Yeah, that is a fun little family reunion going on down there. Okay.
Nasty.
Most books written. Usain Bolt or Jerry Rice?
Oh, no. Can Usain Bolt read and write?
No.
Okay, so I'm gonna go with Jerry Rice then.
Yeah, you are correct.
Okay, great.
Jerry Rice has written 3 books, and despite Usain Bolt not knowing how to read or write, he's written 2 books.
Good on him. Yes. Too much ganja.
Adversity.
It's fantastic.
Okay. Back to the NBA. We're going most technical fouls. Dennis Rodman or Rasheed Wallace?
Oh, Sheed is my boy. I'm going to go with Sheed.
Correct. Rasheed Wallace had 317. Dennis Rodman had 212.
What? He had over 100 more?
Yes.
Dude, you want to know why? Because Sheed was part of the Jailblazers when I was a kid.
Trying to fast track himself to prison.
Dude, the Blazers during that Jailblazers era, I'm going to look up how many arrests there was. How many arrests were there during the Jail Blazers era? Okay, there's not a stated number, but Rasheed Wallace had an insane amount of technical fouls, marijuana, and a 7-game suspension for threatening a referee. Quintel Woods was accused of animal abuse and dog fighting.
Okay.
Damon Stoudemire was arrested for weed and at an airport where he tried to pass through security with a substance in aluminum foil, and he wouldn't tell them what it was.
That so always he, works. I can't so believe he got, I did it that time.
He got detained for that. Zach Randolph had drug possession and involved a team fight where he broke Ruben Patterson's eye socket. Ruben Patterson pled guilty to attempted sexual assault with his babysitter and got sentenced to jail and was labeled as a registered sex offender. Bonzi Wells was suspended for physically assaulting a coach and fined for making inappropriate comments to a female referee. And Darius Miles had verbally assaulted their head coach, Maurice Cheeks, constantly.
Constantly.
That was just in a span of 4 years. They wrote a book about it. They wrote a book about the Jailblazers. That was my childhood team.
That's what you looked up to.
And that, I'm going to be watching the Blazers game here in the next half hour. So, yeah. Dude, that's okay, so funny.
Hopefully less jail time for your
team. All right. Shout out to Sheed.
Okay. Another set for most technical fouls. We're going between Draymond Green, and Charles Barkley.
I just can't believe that it's not Draymond, so I'm going with Draymond.
Draymond is relatively low on the technical foul list. I mean, he's in the top 20, but he has 131. Charles Barkley has 329 technical fouls.
More than Sheed?
More than Sheed.
What? Wow.
Yes.
That's amazing.
I mean, it's close. Charles Barkley basically has almost as many as Draymond Green and Dennis Rodman combined.
Oh my gosh. And you know who has more? Karl Malone.
Karl Malone at number one.
Wow. Gary Payton in the four?
Yeah.
The glove? That's amazing.
Yeah. The technical fouls list threw me for a loop.
Yeah, that's so surprising. All right. And
Karl Malone got a really big fat technical foul in real life. All right.
Paused.
Most children.
Oh, no.
Muhammad Ali or Philip Rivers?
It's Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali falls to Philip Rivers by one child.
He does? Really?
Muhammad Ali has 9 children. Philip Rivers has 10.
And Philip Rivers needs one more to make a full roster. Full starting offense and defense in the NFL.
Yeah, Muhammad Ali needs one more to have 10 individual boxers.
That's all right. Shout out to Philip Rivers for being the GOAT.
Philip Rivers, all 10 are with one wife. Muhammad Ali, 9 with 5 women.
Yeah. Well, also shout out to Antonio Cromartie. who has the most children. He has 14 children with 14 women. Do you know who Antonio Cromartie is?
He's the goat of bowling.
He's the NFL cornerback. He played during our youths. He played mostly for the Chargers and the Jets, I believe.
Okay.
Let's see. He was with the Colts in 2016. Let's see. Chargers 06 to 09, Jets 10 to 13, Cardinals, Jets, Colts. And then he coached at A&M as a defensive graduate assistant. He was a decent cornerback, but 14 kids.
And all the while.
With 14 women.
Spreading his legacy.
And Sean Alexander just said that they're expecting their 14th. Shout out to NFL MVP Sean Alexander. Impressive. And the Seahawks, like your sweatshirt.
Impressive.
Yeah.
Representing 14 children and counting.
Yeah.
Okay, that is all of them. You did pretty good.
Fantastic. I missed, what, two?
Like nine. That's okay.
Oh, all right. I'm not good at counting, so that's fine. All right. Well, Jeff, if you're still listening and paying attention to this and talking to ghosts in your car on your drive, I texted your wife and asked her a question. And I had your wife rank your best friends in her opinion, 1 through 5. So I want Max to try to guess Emily's ranking of Jeff's best friends. Max is guessing Emily's ranking of Jeff's best friends. Clear? Simple?
One more time.
Okay. Humperdinck is marrying Buttercup in little less than half an hour.
Got it.
Shout out Princess Bride.
Shout out the Six-Fingered Man.
All right. So,
do
you need the list of friends?
Do I get the list of friends?
Okay.
Or do I go in blind?
I say you go in blind. How well you know Jeff.
Okay.
I will say number one surprised me. According to Emily.
I don't know what to think.
Okay. Number one and two surprised me. I'll just say that.
Okay. According to Emily, I'd like to think that she just put herself in first place.
Ah, interesting.
I'd like to think that it's Emily one. That I'm obviously his best friend. Otherwise, what am I still doing here? You saying they're surprising.
Do you want me to give you the list?
Yeah, just give me the list.
All right. In alphabetical order, so as to not give anything away.
Okay.
Emily said Brandon, Devin, Jaden, myself, and you. So we made the top five.
Me and you are in the top five. I like that.
That's good news.
Okay. This is mostly what I saw or what I figured. I thought maybe she would throw herself in there. I guess not.
Very humble of her to not.
Okay.
Very humble, Emily. Shout out, Emily.
So one, I feel like one has got to be either me or you. I feel like he talks about you a lot, and you guys do a podcast together. And he has a little bit of a crush on you.
He is my date in a month.
There's that.
A month from yesterday. He's going to be my date to my company's gala.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna rub elbows with Kevin Costner.
Oh, my boy Kevin.
Yeah, and Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller, he's dating his sister.
He's actually dating his wife now.
Oh, that changed?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think you're up there. I think I'm high up there because we've known each other and been very close friends for a very long time.
Longer than most.
We have very, very similar, I would say, senses of humor, tastes in things. Now, I didn't go to his wedding, so I feel like he might drop me a spot for that.
Yeah, I was going to say, where were you during that?
I was taking a final, unfortunately. I think...
Were you really?
I think that's on him.
Wait, where?
At BYU.
Not BYUI.
No, BYU Provo.
Ah, okay, that makes sense. I did have...
If it was at BYUI, I would have skipped the final.
I did have the list here for you, so you can see it.
Oh, hold on, let me look at this. Let me get up close.
Those are the names for you to sort.
Okay. Put you at one. Put me at two. Devin at three. Jaden at four. Brandon at five.
Okay. I'll tell you, you got one right.
Oh my word. Which one did I get right?
You know, we're gonna turn this into a new game. You know how they have those alright, we'll do it like this. You know how they have those cups in the box and the one person can see them and they have to rotate it and try to figure out what's what?
Yes, I
know what you're talking about. Yeah, we're going to have you do that here.
In my head watching that, I would hate that game.
Oh, so frustrating. Especially if you have to do that at the same time as other people. You got one right. And I'll tell you who it is. You got Devin right. According to Emily.
Okay. Put me at one. Put you at two. Brandon at four and Jaden at five.
And that is correct.
Do a little switcheroo on both halves of the ball.
And that is correct. Only took you two attempts. Good job.
Okay.
Okay, so that's Emily's perception. Max, you're the number one. How do you feel?
You know what? I guess his wedding wasn't that important to him. That's what I'm getting from this.
Well, his best man was, or is number four on this list, according to Emily, so.
Okay, yeah. I guess Emily thinks Jeff doesn't care about his wedding.
Yeah. So what does that say about you, Emily?
Take a good look in the mirror.
Yeah, why don't you hold that child, look it in the eyes, and just think about it.
I'm honored to top this list.
Frankly, I'm proud of you.
It feels good to be there.
Yeah.
I did it for the Mariners, and I did it for our sponsor, Kirkland.
Shout out to Kirkland. Oh, we love it. All right, Max. Shall we draft?
We shall.
Okay. Let's do it.
We're going to go Last time I had a draft idea, I brought to the table a battle royale of sorts with animals. This time around, we're going to go with the theme of violence still.
Let's go. Violence. I hope you're going to say what I think you're going to say.
We're going to bring a actor or actress to a fight.
Wow.
And I guess we'll bring a team of actors and actresses to a fight. And I guess we can kind of decide whose team would win in the end.
Okay. Cool. Cool, cool, cool. Now, do we want to make this like A-list actors and actresses?
Yeah, let's preface with saying we'll go like...
To leave off people like Andre the Giant or the character that played the Hound in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, kind of one-off.
Yeah, people that we'll know. People.
Yeah.
Okay. Like awesome.
Pretty. Let's go with very popular actors and actresses.
Okay. All right, well, I'm going to take the first pick then.
Go for
it. Not because I think you're going to take it from me, but just because... I'm taking the first name that popped in my head. I'm going to go with Jason Momoa.
Ooh. That is solid.
I think that's how you spell it. No, M-O-M-O-A. All right.
I don't think it's the correct pick, though.
Okay.
I think the number one, going to number two, to me, is Keanu Reeves.
Oh, interesting.
Trained and deadly.
Yeah. And now, are we going these actors at their peak or at their current state?
We'll go peak.
Okay.
We'll go peak.
All right.
And only Keanu Reeves is allowed to bring weaponry, so I'm sorry.
Well, his hands.
Well, they're classified as dangerous weapons.
Okay. All right.
After Keanu Reeves, I think we go bulky.
Yep. That's where I'm going next.
I think we bring in The Rock.
Ah, okay.
I think we bring down the hammer.
We'll give him his full name here.
Was it The Rock that was dating his sister?
Dude, I don't know what you're talking about. You keep talking about dating sisters. You've said it four times. No. Oh, right. Man. That's so funny. Do you know how The Rock goes to the bathroom?
How?
He Dwayne's his Johnson.
Wow. I've never heard that before. I appreciate that. That puts you at number one on Jeff's list.
Okay. Well, my next pick, I'm going to take Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold what?
Schwarzenegger.
There we go.
And notice it's N-E-G-G-E-R, just to make sure we're safe here.
Oh, yes.
Schwarzenegger.
Stop saying his name.
It's so good. Okay.
You're gonna get Jeff banned from Rocket League if you keep saying his name.
Dude, that's so funny. Oh my gosh. Okay. Next, mostly just because I think he's dope, I'm going to go with Jason Statham.
Ooh.
Jason Statham.
What's the job?
Hey, you want to go talk to that girl? I'll show you it's done.
Give me a team. What's the job?
What's the job?
That's a great pick. I like
that. Thank you. I like my team. Just as far as like hanging out with these dudes, I'm like, dude, yeah, let's go fight. Come on, boys.
Love it. Okay.
We got camaraderie.
I'm going in a direction of bulk and definite fighting ability. A lot of training. We're going okay. Sylvester Stallone.
Okay. Yep. That was high on my list as well.
Yeah, I think he kills.
Yeah, I think I saw him once boxing a dude to death. Is that right?
Yes, his coach. He killed his coach.
Yeah. It's pretty hardcore.
Yeah. It's like killing your mother in childbirth.
Yeah. It's close.
It's about the same.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. No, I don't. You can tell me if this guy's been in a lot of movies. And he has been in American movies as well. He's come over and done like Hollywood films. Is Donnie Yen on the table?
I don't know who that is, so no.
Jet Li. Is Jet Li on the table?
Jet Li is on the table.
Okay. Jet Li.
Oh, he's the IP man. Yeah, that's quite a pick. Yeah.
Maybe should have gone earlier.
Yeah, yeah, that was complete oversight by us.
I was thinking maybe it didn't count, but it's gotta count.
No, Jet Li counts. That's a great pick. Dang, that's a really good pick.
I mean, he might be the only guy on the list so far that knows how to fight.
That might know how to actually kill someone. Okay, well, to combat that pick, I'm going to go with Bruce Lee.
Yep, there you go.
Because I can't let you take one without the... Yeah, I can't let you have both. You know what I mean?
I would have taken Bruce Lee if you just let him slip, so...
Yeah, and you could take Jackie Chan. However, he's more of a comedy-based actor, so...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, my last pick... I love my team. I love my team. I'm going to go with Tom Hardy.
Ooh. Okay.
I'm going to go with Bane.
Some suave.
What a lovely, lovely voice. But also, have you seen The Warrior?
I have.
Holy crap.
I think he dates his sister in that movie. I can't be sure, though.
Now I'm Googling what actor. Never
mind. Don't Google that.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny, dude. I swear this is a bit that somebody put you up to doing, but...
I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
Genuinely
sure.
Questioning. Okay.
I mean, unless you're talking about Cersei and Jaime, but yeah.
Could be. Should be.
Really. Should be. Yeah.
Okay. For my fifth and final pick. I'm going to go with someone who kind of a fanboy pick, but I've also seen heavy training from this person. I think they kind of deliver a sense of awe, if you will.
Okay. Would you say they're awesome?
No, I would never say that about anyone.
Okay.
We're going to go Hayden Christensen.
No.
With a sword. Because, man. Hollywood royalty. And he can swing it.
What the hell? Oh.
Yeah.
I'm just glad you didn't say Mark Hamill because he did kiss his sister.
Ooh. That is problematic.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny. Would you say that Hayden has the higher ground or no?
That's not usually the case, so I wouldn't give it to him.
Yeah.
So he's kind of my counter to your Tom Hardy pick.
Okay. Oh, dear. That's so funny. All right. We're gonna try something live on the pod here as we wrap up. ChatGPT. I've used ChatGPT like 3 times.
Is she going to tell us her thoughts on who would win this fight?
Yep.
Let's see what our robot slave has to say. Are we allowed to say slave on your podcast?
I'm sorry. As long as they're not. Never mind. Oh, man. Keanu Reeves. Wait. You can't see my screen. Okay, here we go. In a battle royale, who would win a fight of Keanu Reeves, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Sylvester Stallone, Jet Li, and Hayden Christensen?
Do you need to clarify
against... that they're on a team? What?
Do you need to clarify that they're on a team?
And a team containing Jason Momoa, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jason Statham, Bruce Lee, and Tom Hardy. I just kind of have a crush on Tom Hardy, not gonna lie.
I would be worried if you didn't.
Okay. Oof, that's a stacked matchup. Let's break it down bit by bit so it's not just chaos in words. Well, let's assume this battle royale means all out, hand to hand, and maybe melee combat. No guns, but full physical prowess, skill, and cinematic experience count.
Okay, alright.
Team 1, Keanu Reeves, expert in gung fu, jiu-jitsu, judo, aikido, and general tactical combat, thanks John Wick training. Great endurance and calm tactical mind. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, insane strength and durability, professional wrestling background, brute force. Sylvester Stallone, military trained, fictionally from Rambo, gritty, resourceful brawler. Jet Li, lightning fast. Lightning. Ka-chow. Martial artist, wushu master, phenomenal agility. Hayden Christensen, trained in sword fighting for Star Wars. Decent physicality, but the least experienced in pure combat.
Decent.
Team strength, Jet Li and Keanu Reeves. Handle skill. The Rock and Stallone bring power. Hayden's backup / support.
This is insane.
Oh, okay. Now team 2.
He is smoking crack.
This is amazing. Team 2, Jason Momoa. Physically massive, agile for his size, deep and decent weapon experience.
Ooh, you Arnold, got a decent too.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, sheer strength, but older. Stamina might lag. Well, all right.
Yeah.
I'm going to redo this. I'm going to put everybody in their prime. Jason Statham, real martial arts background, karate, kickboxing, BJ, J, serious threat. Bruce Lee, legendary lightning speed, precision, and philosophy of combat. The clear ace. Tom Hardy, MMA trained, physically dense, aggressive, adaptable. My strengths are Bruce Lee and Statham. Absurd skill combo. And I got brute backup.
Brute backup.
Let's see. We're going to re-ask it before I look at the end. Assuming everybody is in their peak optimal prime physical condition.
All right. Sure, peak optimal prime.
Ah, excellent. Peak physical condition changes everything. Okay. All right. Are you ready for the results?
Okay.
Battle simulation, peak condition. Opening, Jet Li and Bruce Lee immediately lock. This is amazing. Okay. Jet Li and Bruce Lee immediately lock eyes, a duel of legend. Their experience is blutterfast. Bruce has the edge in explosiveness and power to weight ratio. Jet has better flexibility and finesse. After a long, breathtaking exchange, Bruce narrowly wins. Let's go.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Let's go. Suck it, Jet. Meanwhile, The Rock and Momoa clash. Pure Titan brawl. Both durable, but The Rock's conditioning and wrestling control went out after an exhausting exchange.
Let's go.
All right, all right.
Man.
Keanu uses tactical positioning, neutralizing Arnold's brute attacks through judo throws and precision joint locks until Arnold's raw strength forces Keanu on the defensive.
Stop.
Ooh, so that one's we don't know who won that yet.
Was that a tie?
Yeah. Stallone and Hardy trade brutal blows. Boxing versus MMA. Hardy's grappling gives him a slim edge. He wins after a fierce contest. Let's go, Tom Hardy!
That is not...
That's the upset of the century there.
Okay.
Statham dismantles Satan quickly.
Hayden Christensen dies instantly.
He definitely did not have the higher ground. Now it's down to The Rock and Keanu versus Bruce Lee, Statham, and Hardy, slightly injured. Okay, so Hardy did take out Stallone, but he got injured. And Keanu took out Arnold. Okay. So Arnold's gone. It's The Rock and Keanu versus Bruce Lee, Statham, and a little bit of Hardy.
Okay.
This is epic cinematic right here. Mid-fight.
I can see all of this.
The Rock tries to crush Bruce, but Bruce's footwork keeps him out of reach. Ooh, he uses speed and accuracy to exploit weak points. Bruce Lee. Oh. Keanu takes on Statham in a skill-for-skill duel. Extremely close, tactical, ends with both badly hurt. Hardy joins Bruce to double team The Rock. Bruce's precision and Hardy's grappling finally overwhelm the giant after a long battle. Wow, they called him a giant. Probably because of his Johnson last name.
Hardy can't grapple anything.
Final. Bruce Lee, battered but blazing fast, stands with Statham and Hardy versus Keanu, wounded but tactical. Keanu holds his ground impressively. But Bruce finishes it with surgical precision. Team 2 wins 7 out of 10 times.
Ugh.
Wow. This was epic, actually. This was so fun.
The breakdown of the full fight was actually...
this was amazing.
Very legit.
Okay. I'm copying and pasting this into our doc here, and I'll share this with you. Wow. Wow. Max, what a podcast, my friend.
Truly.
Well, I appreciate you joining me, because the lefties have not heard from us in quite a hot minute.
Well, I appreciate you having me, and Kirkland does as well.
Yes, it does. Speaking of which, I need to go to Costco and get me a folding table.
Have a chicken bake while you're there.
Yeah, probably look for another box of protein bars if they still have the Quest ones in stock. They're not bad.
You look like the kind of guy that would put the protein bar in the chicken bake.
Hmm. Do I?
Something about your eyes. Oh, never mind. It's gone.
No, it's just glasses.
For our blind listeners, he just took his glasses off. And everything changed.
Now I look like Mrs. Puff.
Now you do?
That's rude.
That was a joke.
Okay. All right. Well, that'll do it for the Left Hand Back End podcast, episode 59. Share with your grandma. Do something nice for someone. Share with your friend who likes action movies and action hero or action stars. Cinema stars? I don't know what you call them. Max, final word.
Final word? Precipice.
Lefty's out.